Listen to Today with Sean O'Rourke with the RTE Radio Player.
Parents are finding it harder and harder to find a childcare place for babies and toddlers because of the success of the preschool programme. According to the Irish Independent today, the government-funded Early Childhood Care and Education Scheme has grown to cater for 120,000 children a year. That's more than double the numbers of 10 years ago. On the line now, Teresa Heaney, Chief Executive of Early Childhood Ireland, representing childcare providers. And I'm also joined by journalist with Independent News and Media and mother of three, Melanie Flynn. My thanks to you both for coming on the programme. Melanie Flynn, tell me your story. You've got a toddler and you had a lot of trouble getting a place for him.
That's right, yeah. I have three kids. So I have a six-year-old, a four-year-old and a little fella due to turn one tomorrow. And I couldn't believe how difficult it was to find a place for him when I started looking, ahead of my return to Independent News and Media. So it's something that you kind of think about when you're pregnant, even though you try not to. And a lot of places told me that they were completely booked up. Many said until the end of 2020. Other people told me that they had closed down their baby rooms, and others said that they had a sibling policy in effect, so very similar to what they already run in schools. We live in Dublin 3, which is, you know, a high-density area. There's lots of families with young kids. So as you do, you start asking among your mum friends, and they were telling me the same experience, that they literally could not get a creche place for their baby. That's notwithstanding the fact that you're paying maybe an average of about €1,000 a month for a full-time place. They couldn't even get that place. And if they were lucky enough to be offered a place, it meant forking out up to €500 a month just to hold that place. Some of these were not refundable until the baby or the child left that facility. And I was also horrified, just the complete lack of support. So several of my friends, what happened with them is they ended up leaving work, deciding it's not worth my while, especially when you have that third child. You're literally just paying to work and the sums don't add up.
So what did you do in the end, Melanie?
So in the end, in desperation, I rang up my line manager in work and I explained the situation that, embarrassingly, we hadn't been able to find any childcare for the baby. And luckily, very understanding, they said, take as much time as you need, work through it. So in the end, a relative turned around and offered to take the baby for us, which was a godsend. But I'm from Dublin. Many of my friends aren't. They don't have the family support around there, and that just isn't an option for them. But I feel, having used the two-year places for the ECCE scheme, it's brilliant when you get it. But the government is giving it to parents on the one hand, and they're taking it away on the other with regards to places for 1 to 3-year-olds. So you have to get your child to the age of 3 in order to avail of the ECCE scheme. And another thing we're pointing out, John, is it's not a free place. It's 15 hours a week. It's most of them are 9 to 12. You still need to pay a childminder to collect your child at 12 o'clock and mind them to 6 o'clock, and maybe also do the drop-off as well. It absolutely does help. Any bit does help, especially when you've got both families working. But I found it galling how little support there was out there, and also the attitude from many businesses were just like, we can't run baby rooms anymore because it's just not worth our while. And that's fair enough because, you know, they are in it for a profit.
Stay with us. Teresa Heaney, good morning to you.
Morning, Sean.
Chief Executive of Early Childhood Ireland. How typical is what we heard there from Melanie Flynn?
Yeah, it's very typical. Melanie's story is replicated, I'm sure, by a lot of people. Our members would report exactly what Melanie's describing. And indeed, we ourselves did our own research back in 2016 and we published a report called Doing the Sums. And we could see very clearly then that the model that a lot of our members were moving to was the free preschool programme in the morning, followed by a school-age service in the afternoon. That was becoming a much more common model, where essentially the operators were deciding that for various reasons, not least amongst them the challenge, the staffing challenge, that was driving them to a more predictable, reliable offer, if you like, for parents, which was the preschool in the morning. And
would it be just a case of
the afternoon?
They've decided to follow the money?
No, I don't think it's as simple as that, because most of those services would be able to find parents like Melanie to avail of the places that they would have available. But But providing the provision for children under the age of 2 years and 8 months, which is the age now that the preschool programme starts at, is much more difficult. The staffing, the ratios are different. You need sleep facilities. It's a much more complex, and there are far more regulations in place. So, yeah, absolutely. And they would provide another model. The issue, I suppose, that they would also say that members of Early Childhood Ireland would report to us is that they are quite reluctant to consider. They would be happy to expand, but they're reluctant to expand because of the fear of not being able to recruit staff, and basically because the ratios are so tight in early years regulations. You can't open rooms if you can't get staff.
Yeah, and what are the differences in the ratio when the child is younger, say, you know, up to, say, under two?
Yeah, so a child under one, it's one adult to three children, and under two, it's one adult to five children. And then that jumps if a child is just attending preschool, that's one adult to 11 children. So it's very different. Now, if the child is attending preschool but as part of a full day, then that's one adult to eight children. So it's very, very different. And a lot of the people who are trained and really want to work in a preschool setting, and they see it as maybe more school-like. And so, you know, the challenge of recruiting and getting the best quality staff to work in our settings is a real issue. Like, one of the things, for example, that the government provides, and it's really welcome, is they provide a higher level of capitation if you employ graduates, but that's not available for younger children, which again means that there's less funding in the sector when it comes to looking after children under the age of 2 years and 8 months.
Now, there's a new national childcare scheme, I think, to come in this autumn. How will that change matters, or will it?
So two things have happened which do set out a path. So one was the government launched our first early year strategy last November, and it's called First Five. And it sets out a very, very complex and, you know, broad plan for the future of the early year sector. And when all of that is implemented, it certainly should provide for a much more comprehensive set of supports for families and for children. That includes things like the professionalisation of childminding, the regulation of childminding, and also what we're going to have introduced this October, and that's what you're talking about, Sean, is the introduction of the National Childcare Scheme, which is a legislatively based model of subsidy for parents. And I think one of the things that we really have to be cautious about is whether or not a lot of the parents in the country who are currently availing of unregistered childcare, you know, and childminding, will want access to the National Childcare Scheme, because you can only get the National Childcare Scheme if you're using a registered setting. So I think that currently, if there is a shortage of places, there is a very good chance that there will be an even greater shortage when it comes when the National Childcare Scheme is introduced in September or in the autumn.
Yeah, I should say, by the way, that Minister Zappone wasn't available this morning to join our discussion. But Melanie Finn, it sounds like things are going to get worse before they get better.
Yeah, I think it is a real crisis. This is something, I mean, I even a problem, Sean, getting people to go on the record. I had dozens of parents happy to talk about it off the record, but they were so afraid that they'd jeopardise a future childcare place for their child. And it's also an issue where it's very hard for a mum to go back to work after having a baby. You know, there's mummy guilt and all these kind of issues that crop up, never mind the juggling after you have the second and indeed, you know, the third child. I just don't think there's enough support out there for parents and for mums returning to work, because you can't even get that place for the baby. So how are you supposed to return to work?
And did it strike at some stage? I know you said you had a very understanding employer, said take as long as you want. I mean, did you think about packing in the day job altogether?
To be honest, it was something that we thought about, we considered. We had to think about all the options available there. But I think, as you know yourself, most mortgages are designed for dual-income families. So it just wasn't an option for me, for one of us not to be working. You know, it's a lovely, idyllic idea that, you know, the mom or the dad stays at home full-time and rears the children. But unfortunately, that's not the society that's been created for us now. You know, most people I know, they both have to work. They both have to bring in income. But how are you supposed to do that? You can only work if you can get childcare. If you don't have good childcare, it doesn't matter how good you are at your job, you will not be able to re-enter the workforce, and there's going to be a massive brain drain as a result.
Okay, my thanks to you both. Melanie Finn there, journalist with Independent News and Media. My thanks to you, and thanks also to Teresa Heaney, Chief Executive of Early Childhood Ireland.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.